This is Rays Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us as we go and head to Victory Lane at Penn Can. They were the only ones that ran this weekend. Rays Week is next.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. NAPA of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, NAPA has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at NAPA of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
The track is back. Chevrolet 2 Speedway is the place to be every Saturday night, featuring four classes of racing on the half-mile concrete oval with the Insinger Performance Modified, JZ 4-cylinders, Super Stocks, and the Marion Decker Hobby Stocks, all in a family-friendly atmosphere. Games open at 5, practice starts at 6, and racing starts at 7 p.m. sharp. Take 17C to 114 Skyline Drive in Tioga Center. $15 general admission, $5 children 6 to 12, under 5 are free. Saturday night, it's racing at Shangri-La 2 Speedway.
Warden Vanscoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Vanscoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Vanscoy.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into our garage located on State Road 434 in Apalachin. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending our garage to their friends. Our garage on State Road 434 in Apalachin. Call them at 607-258-0008.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna do. But flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never do? That's a gotta do. For all the to-dos you wanna do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta do's, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your local Coyote dealer is Joe Sines Power Equipment, located at 3951 Waverly Road in Owego. The phone number is 607-689-0330. Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis, and what a race the modified feature was at Penn Can Speedway on Friday night. Two cars up, black flagged as a result of three and then eventually four contacts that were made during one lap during that modified feature. The two cars were Frank Yankowski in the 318 and the 1G of Darwin Green Sr. But wait, there's more. Darwin Green Jr. went and avoided a mishap on the back stretch, took a left turn to go, we thought, on the inside groove of 3 and 4. Oh, no, no, no. He missed that entirely and landed in the middle of Lake Racy with water up to his windows right there. Formerly driver okay. They had one tow truck get stuck, then two trucks get stuck in the mud. At one point, the track grader was engaged with a tow chain to come over and tow everybody out right there. At that point, Junior shed his fire suit and running off into the pits. Unfortunately, he was not to go and return at that point. However, the winner of that modified feature, Nick Pietrzak, going and having his first career win in this class. 602 Great Sportsman, sponsored by Northeast Pennsylvania Communications, Mike Loney in the 17D. Small Addictions RC Mini Modifieds winner, Joey Orpello, going and besting Nate, his brother, and landing in victory lane. Factory Stock winner, the 8M of Harry Marvin III. He's on a frequent flyer program this year. And four-cylinder winner was Colin Mills once again. Finally, Limited Sportsman winner, Dawson Davis, joining us in Victory Lane. Let's go there now. So we're here in Victory Lane, eagerly awaiting Nick Pietrelag to come out of his car. He's the winner of our modified feature tonight, and what an interesting modified feature it was. There he is. Make some noise. He's out of the car.
Thank you.
He's ready to jump down, and we'll get a word with him here in Victory Lane. Nick, congratulations on your modified win.
Yeah, well, thanks, Matt. Welcome back. We're glad to have you back. I'm glad to see you're doing well again. And what a night. At the beginning of the race, I took a few laps to settle in, and you know, it's race and there's circumstances that happen. I don't know what those two guys were doing. They got a pretty aggressive at the beginning. And once we got this baby out front, it was, get out there and hit our marks. And so thankful to my race team, to the Shane family, my wife, Jerry, Doty, Leo. There's so many of them here. And I want to dedicate this one to Michael Shane. I'm thinking about him a lot, and this one's for him.
Very good. Any sponsors you'd like to thank here tonight as well?
Yeah, we got some good ones on here. Sleepy Hollow Golf Course, T. Brennan, GRM, NEP, Bestins, Ray and Judy Short. They can't be here tonight, and I know this is going to kill her. She wasn't here for it, but again, thank you. Thank you to all the fans tonight. Wonderful night that Gary put on with the bike night, and very proud to be your modified winner tonight.
There you go. Congratulations, Nick Pietrelag. Let's give him a big round of applause here. Modified winner in Victory Lane tonight at Penn Camp. Congratulations.
Thanks, Matt.
Your Small Additions RC Mini Modified winner, Joey Orpello. He's happy. He can hear you as he jumps out of the car right here. So this will be an interesting conversation for you around the dinner table, I'm sure.
Yeah, I just want to thank all my sponsors, you know, my parents especially. My brother, he set the car up tonight. It was a rocket. I want to thank Benson's Automotive, Yanoni Trucking, Old School Cycling Auto, Tom's Flooring Shop, Rooney's Equipment Service, MILF Enterprises.
You fought your way to the front and eventually took over the lead from Nate. What were you thinking at that point?
Just hook it up and don't let up.
Excellent. How old are you now?
15.
15, so working on getting right into the racing again. Future plans?
Don't have any right now.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. I think this is a good start.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Small Addictions RC Mini Modified winner, it's Joey Orpello. Congratulations.
Thank you.
From Victory Lane here at Penn Can Speedway.
Climbing out of the car, your four-cylinder feature winner, Colin Mills. Colin, becoming a very familiar place for you as we approach the middle of summer here.
Yeah, I love it down here, man.
Hey, the car flies no matter where you put it, no matter where you go. Had your work cut out for you a little bit here tonight. You started back in the pack there as the high point man, so had to work your way up. You dealt with Jeremy Warren there for a little bit, and then your team car reeling you in there in the final couple of laps.
Yeah, man. They're both pretty fast cars, man. We got a hell of a crew behind us, and it all pays off in the end.
How about all the people that are down here in Victory Lane and all the sponsors on the side of this car that we want to thank?
Oh, man, all my friends and family, Mills Logan, JSM Auto, Dusty Decker Trucking, all my friends and family, man. There's so many, I can't even name them all, but they're all loved and appreciated. And one big...
Climbing out of the car, your NEP Communications Great Sportsman feature winner, the driver of the 17D, Mike Loney. Mike, congratulations. Welcome back to Victory Lane, buddy.
Thank you, sir. It feels good to be back. My buddy Nick there, he said I better get it in victory lane so we could celebrate together. So I guess we're going to have to celebrate together now.
Absolutely. Car was hooked up tonight. Got out front. Once you got out front, really never challenged, but just hit your marks every time.
Yeah, the track was really nice. I mean, they're trying to do a fabulous job here. I mean, some days it is a little dusty, but I mean, other than that, the track was really good. I had a lot of grip coming off the corners. I mean, Gary's one of the best, so I was a little worried with Gary behind me, but, you know, I held him off.
You held him off, and the top five running real tight together there. Once the guys got some laps strung together, I think it had to be a blast to drive.
Yeah, it was nice. I was happy to get the caution when we caught lap traffic because I didn't know what to do there. But it all worked out, and we're back in victory lane, so can't do it without my wife and Jimmy and Joe are here. These guys work on the car, and it's a lot of work.
How about the sponsors on the side of this car, too, Mike?
All right, Two Guys Tree Service, Alpine Swirl, Terry Illing, Sarkis Tulaney.
Pulling up into victory lane, the Country Town Auto Service, Batesville Motorsports, your factory stock feature winner, Harry Marvin III. Well, Harry, it didn't take 5,000 plus days to get back here, but what a race that came down to be, final couple of laps there.
Oh, I knew Justin had to have been close, and I can hear him with like two to go, and I knew I just had to hold my line, keep my own, and pray for the checkers.
Well, the checkers were coming, and I was making my way down here, a little high-low switch over here in the corner, and it became a drag race saw before.
Yeah, I was having a hard time getting in, and when you have a hard time getting in, you have a hard time getting out, and I knew he was going to try to capitalize if I did screw up. I didn't screw up enough, and I made it here.
Well, it took you 5,000-plus days to get back here, and you picked up one up the afternoon. You're coming into a pretty good stretch here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, no, getting the first one here, getting that out of the way. We won last week at Afton, and right back to victory lane here at Penken. There's no better feeling.
How about all the people that are down here and all the people on the side of this car that make it possible?
First and foremost, without my wife, my kids, who make this at all possible. They put up with me working on the car, coming here, spending time here. Without them, this is not possible. I can't thank all you guys enough. Judy, Callista, Cassidy, Kendall, Peyton. Alana's not here, but she puts in effort, time and effort too. Ethan, Chloe, my crew. Gotta thank Brian Batesel first and foremost. Well, first, I already got the family first, but second, I gotta thank Brian.
Well, he's family too.
He's family too. He understands. Gotta thank Brian for giving me this opportunity, the ride. It's a fast hot rod. Everything he does for me. Brian Drake, Connor, Sherrick, Mike Stark's here tonight. I gotta thank all my sponsors, Palmer's Truck and Accessories, Maroney Logging, Marv Service Center, Card Fry Garage, Spalding Farm, Broom Bituminous, Country Town Auto, Country Town Towing, Bridget Remington, Ashley Gabriel. This one goes out to her dad, which we did the paint scheme after in memory of him. He was a great competitor and great for the sport, and we're just trying to doing this to get some familiar faces back to the races to bring everybody back together.
Absolutely. Congratulations, Harry.
Thank you.
Harry Marvin III, your factory stock feature winner. Pulling up into victory lane, the Smokey Joe's Davis Powder Salute Coating, number 119. Your Spectacular Fireworks Limited Sportsman feature winner, Dawson Davis. Dawson, congratulations. Welcome back to victory lane, Penken Speedway.
Thank you.
Had to work for it a little bit here tonight. You had the 82 make new car with us tonight. Pretty good field behind you. You guys put on quite the show. What you got going?
Yeah, it was a good race. I had a few mistakes, but got back on it and got back to the front.
Well, there was a few mistakes in that one, then we're going to be seeing you move up here by the end of this summer because heck of a run out there.
Thank you.
How are the people that make this possible to get back here to victory lane tonight?
Doug Smith, Joe Dombrowski, my dad, and all the sponsors on the car.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Your Spectacular Fireworks Limited Sportsman feature winner, Dawson Davis.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Laughlin,
Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
Owego and Endicott Agway has you covered for all your spring needs. Whether it's plants and shrubs, lawn and garden, power equipment, or repairs, put their expert knowledge to work for you. Owego and Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they're ready to serve you. Owego and Endicott Agway.
Make it happen.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Get ready for the 2026 racing season at Afton Motorsports Park. Feel the rumble of the modifieds, crate sportsmen, limited sportsmen, 600cc modifieds, factory stocks, and four-wheel drive four-cylinders as they roar past the historic Afton grandstands. Fun for the entire family every Saturday night. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:45, racing at 6:30. Just take I-88 to exit 7 at Afton. Dirt track racing every Saturday night at Afton Motorsports Park. See their Facebook page for details or call 624-3772.
Welcome back. This is Race Week. I'm Matt, and Afton Motorsports Park went through quite a few days as of this weekend. It started off with the cancellation of the Southern Tier Superstock Race Series. That's the Dale Series. It was to have taken place, and that was Thursday night at the racetrack. That was canceled due to rain and weather, which was a good call overall. Open practice was then scheduled for Saturday at the track. That kind of evolved with some local support to run what you brung, and you ran by your own home track rules. Also, no points. However, they were still planning to go and have purses, plus the Bullet Bill Memorial that would have taken place that night as well for the factory stocks. Overall, things didn't work out as planned, and very low car counts going and coming in. Factory stocks, not bad. It was about 18 cars. Other classes, as few as two or three cars in some of those classes right there. More dismal was the stands and the fans just not showing up. There was hardly pretty much anybody in the stands for that night. This is due to graduation weekend and, of course, the change of schedule at the absolute last minute. Ron Ford wanted to go and thank everybody that showed up right there on Saturday and apologize. They thought that they had their support as far as fans and racers alike, so they decided they would go and give it a go. So that's where it was. They're coming back next weekend with a 4th of July presentation with fireworks, and hope everybody goes and turns out at Afton Motorsports Park.
You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO. Pencan Speedway has the very best in dirt track racing every Friday night, featuring the Sunoco Racing Fuels Insinger Performance Modifieds, 602 Crate Sportsman, Junior Division, 600cc Modifieds, Factory Stocks, Wingless Sprints, Four Cylinders, and Street Stocks. It's non-stop excitement for the entire family. Friday nights were made for Pencan Speedway, located on Route 171 in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Check them out on Facebook for more information. Pencan Speedway.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. Napa of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, Napa has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at Napa of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Appalachian. This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.